Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And check out our How to Do Everything podcast this week, how to handle that awkward situation when your cell phone goes off while you're being sentenced for a crime. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Belinda in Fort Carson, Colorado.
Oh, how lovely. What do you do there?
I am a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, great. And so how old are your kids?
The girls are 9 and 7, and the boy is 4.
So you have your hands full.
Yeah, the little one is wild.
Have you ever considered duct taping them to the wall?
I'm actually not supposed to talk about that.
I understand. We'll move quickly on. Belinda, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you 3 news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and 2 of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
To copy the first lady's charms, I'll go to Posh Beauty Farm. I won't hit the gym to be well-toned and trim. I'll let surgery firm up my...
arms.
Right! Arms! Very good. To people who say... the Obama administration hasn't done anything. Consider this. They've inspired, and this is true, a 5,000% increase in arm, flaboplasties, right? Experts believe demand for this procedure is due to Michelle Obama and the way she wears those sleeveless dresses all the time. It's weird, though, because now you're starting to see all these grandmas with toned, surgically enhanced arms. It's like, wow, grandma's been hitting the needlepoint hard. All right, here is your next limerick.
Around ladies, I'll keep what I've got, 'cause I got my immunity shot. No matter how pretty, I'll stay tough and gritty. I do not trust a woman who's...
hot?
Yes, hot! Used to be, men were helpless to the charms of a beautiful woman, but that was before the hotness vaccine. A couple doses of minocycline and men in the presence of a pretty woman can make clear decisions, speaking complete sentences. It started out, though, as an acne drug. True, you're a 15-year-old boy. The girls won't talk to you because you have pimples. You take this drug, the pimples go away, the girls talk to you, now you don't care. Excuse me, I have to do my math homework. Away with you. All right, here is your last limerick.
I don't want to look like a fool, and I'm breaking no class picture rule. A modeling career look will go in my yearbook. I use fashion, shoot photos for...
school.
Yes, school. Very good. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, parents are spending thousands of dollars on professional fashion spreads for their kids' school pictures. Photographers, makeup artists, stylists. Oh, yeah. Photoshopping turns your awkward middle schooler into a beautiful, creepy middle schooler. It'll be so nice years later when you can look back and see what you did not actually look like. Carl, how did Belinda do in our quiz?
Belinda, congratulations. You had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Thank you, Belinda.
All right.